Hello, my friends, and welcome to Your Professional Hype Girl. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I am so freaking excited to be here with you guys today. Today, I want to share some ways that you are bound to succeed with your New Year's resolutions with these top tips. I know that the number that is put out there of how many resolutions actually succeed is small. I think it's like 9 to 10%. And I think that is baloney. So I'm here to help give you some guidance on some ways that you can succeed with those New Year's resolutions. Because this time of year, I've seen different numbers. I've seen the 13th, I've seen the 16th, I've seen the 19th, I've seen the 17th of January, is around the time that a lot of people will quit their resolutions. And I am here to be your professional hype girl and give you some tips on how to succeed during this time. So get a pen, get a paper, jot these down, and I want you to really evaluate where in your life you can really put these into place, where in your resolutions you may be missing something, and then get it into your schedule so you can review that stuff and make sure you are on the path to success, my friend. All right, are you ready? Let's do this. So the first thing that I really want to make sure when it comes to your resolutions is I want you to set a realistic resolution. I know it's really cool when you see those things, and I'm going to use my health journey a lot for this simply because it's something that I relate with. It's something I know a lot of my audience relates with. So if your health journey isn't something that you're using as a resolution, just insert yours while I'm saying all of these things, okay? But when you see those things that say like lose 15 pounds in 30 days, like that's great, but that's also not realistic for the average person. Now, is it realistic for somebody who is on a very restricting diet? Maybe, sure. Is it realistic for somebody who has over 100+ pounds to lose and then they switch up their lifestyle completely and do an overhaul? Sure, but if you're trying to make this a lifestyle, whatever that may be, you need to do it realistically. I want you to have changes that last a lifetime because I have been the person who has been on the roller coaster. I have yo-yoed in my health journey, and I'm just getting to a place now within the past year, year and a half, where I'm consistently doing things for my health journey because I want to be identify as a healthy individual. And that's taken me years of really bad views around my own image and around the diet industry and so much more. And so I want you to set realistic resolutions. For some of you, that may mean not adding a timeline. It may just mean consistently showing up to do those things. Whatever that looks like for you, make it realistic. Okay? So that's the first one. The second thing that I want you to do is I want you to get accountable. Now, for some of you, that may mean hiring a coach. Hi, I'm one. For some of you, that may be having an accountability partner. I know a girl who only goes to the gym when her friend comes with her. So if you know that that's you, find that friend. I know people who connect on Instagram and are gym buddies. I know people who will literally go to the gym specifically looking for a friend that they can connect with and then go to the gym together. I know people who will do all sorts of things just to find a way to get that accountability. So maybe for you, it's getting into a text message with a friend every single day you're showing up to do your thing. Maybe it is hiring a coach or a mentor. Whatever that looks like to you, I want you to find some way to keep yourself accountable, because the more likely you consistently show up, you guys are kind of working towards this together, right? You each have your own individual goals and outcomes that you're trying to get to. But if you can stay accountable, if you can connect with that person, you are way more likely to succeed than when you're doing this on your own, okay? All right, so that's number two, get accountable. Number three is to take time to review and track how things have been going. So personally, what I do is every single week, like usually Saturday or Sunday, I'm spending time to just glance at my calendar. I'm looking at these things. What went really well? What things could I improve on? What are some takeaways that I had from the week? And what is my focus for the week moving forward? So I'm not just looking at, oh, Melissa, here's what you screwed up on, right? Because there's things that I did really well, right? When I was just in Florida over the Christmas break, I got my butt into the gym or I went for a walk almost every day. I'm really proud of myself for that because past version of Melissa wouldn't have done that. She would have probably stayed up late watching movies, drinking, whatever, and then woke up late and then probably would have lounged around, been snacking on the couch, watching a movie. That version of me no longer exists, okay? And so it's really great to be able to look back and say, hey, I really rocked this last week, right? So you're giving yourself some of that praise and recognition all while you're doing this review. I also do this for my social media because sometimes I'm like really focused on, you know, there's things that are going through my brain and I'm going with what's on my heart. But I also know that, well, my business is sales, right? If I don't sell things, if I don't sell my product or service, I am not bringing in money. So I have to check myself. Every week I'm reviewing, okay, what did I do well? So you can do this in all the different areas of your life. It's really important to review and then figure out what maybe little shifts you're going to need to do moving forward and implement that into your next week, okay? So it doesn't take long. You can literally put like 5 minutes in your calendar, 10 minutes in your calendar, whatever. You really don't need more time than that, in my opinion, okay? All right, step four, excuse me, is to put a plan together. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. You can have all of the best intentions to get a workout in, to eat healthy, to drink your water, to do all of the things, but if you don't put it in your calendar, 90% chance it's probably not going to happen. And here's the thing, like you may think that it will, but I'm going to tell you, like my days are based around my calendar, and it truly is amazing what will happen when I schedule that time in for myself. And your future self is worth making yourself a priority, whether it be a workout, whether it be a meditation, whether it be reading a few pages of a book in the morning, journaling, whatever, you are worth having a plan for. So I'm going to give you some examples. Today is January 16th. It's a Monday. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And I completely forgot that my kid was off of school until like yesterday. Let's be real. Okay. So I needed to be adaptable. I needed to be flexible because I have my schedule, but I knew that with her being home, it was going to be a little bit different than a normal day today. Okay. So instead of sleeping in like I would normally do when she's off of school or kind of wake up whenever my body's telling me to wake up, I still set my alarm as if she was going to school. So this morning, I got my reading done. I got my Bible study done. I got my meditation done. I got the gym done all before my daughter even woke up, which is fabulous because she's a preteen. So she's sleeping a little bit more these days, sometimes I should say. And then I bunched my schedule up. I shifted some things around, right? Because sometimes you're going to have to pivot. You're going to have to be adaptable. And then turns out after I finished a couple of my meetings that I had this morning, she decided to go over to the neighbor's house. And though, even though I had, you know, like 4 hours open in my schedule now because I shifted things, she's no longer home. So I don't have to, you know, occupy her time and vice versa. So now I'm getting ahead on things that I can, that I know I want to get done this week. And I'm still being adaptable. I'm still being flexible. I'm not just choosing to use this time to do nothing. So have a plan, understand that sometimes things are going to be need to be adjusted. You're going to need to be a little flexible and adaptable. But having that plan overall is just so helpful. Like, I will literally put in my calendar, and maybe this is like way more information than you need, but I'm going to tell you, like, I literally put in my calendar my gym time. Like, the gym time includes my drive time to the gym, which is not far, because if it's far, I'm not going to go. My workout, I spend my time 10 minutes after my workout in the sauna, and my drive home, and even my time to get ready, because I know that if I don't get ready after my workout, like do my shower, put a little makeup on, I'm not as productive if I don't like have like myself a little bit put together. So you're going to start to understand, the more you do this, what can really help you become productive along with this, which is pretty cool. All right, so that's number four, have a plan. Maybe you know you need to, I was just talking to somebody today and she was like, you know, I try to stay on plan and then I have a coworker who says, want to go out to lunch? And I'm like, oh, sure. So maybe part of your plan is having food with you and then leaving the office during that break, so you're not tempted about going out to lunch. Maybe you don't want to spend the money. Maybe you want to make sure you're eating on plan. And then one day a week, you say, hey, I want to go out to eat. And then you can do that. So giving yourself that plan. And then also, you know, you can still have the social factor. It just doesn't need to be at the capacity it was before. Okay. So that's number four. Number five, I want you to focus on the future. I understand that you may have tried whatever your resolution is before in the past and failed, or you think you failed, but I want you to know, if you're back at it, you didn't fail, because you probably just learned a bunch of ways on how not to do things, okay? I have been there before. I have figured out all of the wrong ways to do it. And then I've gotten back on the horse and I've decided, nope, today is day one over again. And it's okay. Like, it's okay to start again. It's okay to know that that is now not the path that you want to take. I'm going to give you an example. I was low carb for a while, and then I was keto for a while. And what was happening is I was falling into this pattern of being keto Monday through Thursday, and then Friday would happen, and I'm like, well, I want pizza, I want brownies, I want ice cream. And I would eat all of the crap food over the weekend, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then feel like crap, go back to keto. I'd start to feel a little like less puffy by day probably three. And then I'm like, okay, I feel pretty good. You know, it's Wednesday by this point, I'm feeling good for a day and a half, and then I'm back on the cycle again. And so for me, I am focusing on the future version of myself at all times. I am making decisions that align with that version of me. And here's the thing, you guys, like, I used to think that I had to be perfect all the time. And that is, number one, not realistic. But number two, like, the perfect version of me, the ideal version of me, is not somebody who cuts out all of her favorite foods. Like, I could eat pizza and brownies every single day of my life if you allowed me to, right? So I wanted to live a lifestyle where I could still include those foods and not feel guilty about it. I just had to learn the whole moderation tactic. And so not cutting those out has been really great for me, because I'm understanding I can have these foods. In fact, this Friday we're having company over and I'm making brownies. I am making an entire pan of brownies. And maybe I should give you an update. Maybe I'll post it on my Instagram stories. I don't know. But the plan is to not eat the entire pan of brownies and to enjoy, you know, the serving that I'm going to have that night. And you know what? I might have a brownie every single day after until they're gone. And I'm totally okay with that, because I understand the future version of me. And I may have this realization come Sunday that the future version of me isn't going to need a brownie every single day. So I may take a break on the brownies, right? So I want you to really think about that future version of yourself and stop thinking about how you failed in the past or how you've never done it yet. So why bother now? Focus on that future version of you. Things are going to start changing for you just by that alone, okay? All right, and the last tip for success that I have with your New Year's resolutions is to understand why you're doing what you're doing. And this is a really good like journal prompt. You could literally ask yourself that for all of these questions, like, who do I want to be accountable to? What type of things am I going to be reviewing? What kind of plan do I know for myself? Like, I know I'm a slacker in this area. What can I plan out that's going to help me succeed? You can do this for every single one of these bullet points that I gave you, and it's going to really change things. But this one, especially, if you do this, you are going to gain a lot of clarity, and you're really going to understand like what's motivating you. So if you know your why, so for example, why I wanted to get healthy was no longer to have like the best looking body, right? Because here's the thing, like number one, I can't even control how my body looks 110% of the way. Genetics plays a huge part in certain things. So I might see some girl on Instagram or in a magazine and be like, oh, well, look at her body. This is great. But my hips are different than hers and my chest is different than hers and my arms are different. You know, like there are certain things that are out of my control. If I see a beautiful black woman, I am not going to be like, wow, this is my goal, because that can't be my goal because I cannot change certain features of myself. Understand? But I've come to the point in my life where I realize that I want to become healthy because I want to be the best version, the healthiest version of myself for not only me, but for my family as well, because I want to live amazing experiences. And I know that requires a version of myself that's not only healthy in her body, but also in her mind and in her soul. And I understand that everything is connected. I know, listen, Christmas has come and gone in the Hartman household. And let me tell you, when we had some sugar over the holidays, my husband and I, we were like bickering, and we don't normally do that all the time. And I was like, man, I'm a little snippy. You're a little snippy. And he's like, ugh, I know, it's the sugar. And it's totally one of those things for us. And so this is affecting you in all areas of your life, right? So once you understand and really grasp why you are doing what you're doing, it's so much easier to succeed because you're understanding, well, I'm not just in it for the quick fix. I'm in this for the long haul. I'm here because insert XYZ, and you are going to want to continue to move forward. So let me paraphrase these really quick. 6 ways to succeed with your New Year's resolutions. Number 1, set a realistic resolution. Number 2, get accountable. Number 3, review. Number 4, plan. Number 5, focus on the future. And number 6, know your why. So, I really hope this was helpful for you. I want you to be in that, I'm going to say like 12%, because the audience that I have here, we're gonna boost that number. I want you to succeed. I'm your professional hype girl, you guys. Like, I am here to hype you up. I'm here to support you. I want to hear, once you share this episode, you can tag me. My Instagram handle is I am Melissa Hartman, or you can tag me on Facebook, Melissa Hartman. Tag me and tell me like the biggest, what number, like was it setting the realistic resolution? Like which one spoke to you the most that you're really going to work on moving forward? And maybe it's all of them. That's okay. You can let us know that too. But I'm excited to hear that from you. I can't wait to watch you succeed in these resolutions. And until next time, talk to you soon. Bye.